you know, first off, thanks for having us. It's always exciting to be able to talk sports and talk activities. Obviously, since March 18th, there's not been a lot of that. It's been hard for a lot of us. I have four kids myself, as you know, we all have kids involved. You yourself, dude, it's a challenge sometimes to, when your life revolves around that, or it's a big part of learning in life. It causes some challenges. So, you know, probably a month and a half ago, if not longer, by this point, we were already meeting as conference ADs. That's one thing about the North Central Conference ADs, Marshall, Kirksville, Moberly, us, Fulton, and Hannibal. You know, all of them are great people. We work very well together, and we always have what's best for the kids and community in mind. I think we all have a good voice and are a good listening ear, rather, and we can hear what people are saying. We're really that makes a lot. You know, it's important to us to bring that to the table. At some point in time through that early on, our conference superintendents got involved as well. And they really wanted, you know, they guided us to basically develop somewhat of a plan to basically reintroduce activities. You know, this systematic approach began very raw and very, very much kind of date oriented, which I think was somewhat frustrating and challenging at times to us as a group. And then Dr. Templeton at one point in time kind of referred to more of look at it as risk levels, look at it as really what's going on. And that kind of that helped a lot. It made it a little simplified in our own minds, I think, as we started going forward. And we spent a lot of time individually. We met once or twice a week at times virtually for hours at a time, going through and creating documents. And by no means, you know, we're like everybody else in the world. We're going to take what's good out there and use it, and the things that maybe aren't as good for our conference, and not use those things. So we took a number of things into consideration, different plans out there from Boone County, Columbia's, from the national, you know, from John Hopkins study, the CDC, and our own local health departments, and we formulated a five level plan. It's a NCMC risk level guide, so to speak, and obviously the fifth level is a shutdown level, to where numbers are, you know, as far as the COVID go, you know, they're spiking, they're really going up. Essentially, we shut things down, which are no activities, you know, very self-explanatory. Our next level will be level four, a high risk guide, and basically within those parameters, you know, you're allowed then to get in somewhat in small groups and do some station work. Numbers are important there. We're still social distancing. We're not really using any kind of equipment. It's basic conditioning, speed, agility training. And that's, you know, that was developed again through our health department and through other members of the conference. Our next level is a medium risk, level three, which at that time, contact, non-contact sports can begin a little bit more, you know, of the small skill conditioning. We're still not engaging in any kind of competition or practice. Our numbers go up then. You know, when we get to the high risk level four, we're talking about like maybe 10 kids. We get into a level three, and now we're talking about 20, 25 kids. We can manage things a little easier. We're starting to, you know, start to get a little more involved with things. And to our low risk, number two, that again transcends a little bit more than where we can have possibly some camps, kind of more traditional summertime stuff, where we can have you know, football, basketball, volleyball, soccer, softball, band, you know, all those different activities that generally dominate the summer in their camps. At a level two is when we can kind of start doing those things. Distancing is still a part of that during times of that event, but you know, we can get into some of the shadow stuff, some of the stalk stuff, and different things with the sports that are pertinent, but allows more freedom. And allows camps. And then obviously our goal for everyone is to get that level one, which is a no risk, which basically leads into a no restriction situation where we're getting after it and doing things. Throughout all this that I'm kind of talking about, we also have developed a waiver form that the parents and students will sign. We have temperature logging as they come in, simple questionnaires: have you had a fever, have you been sick, check them before and then after. We're going to document that and catalog that, so where if we ever had a situation, for instance, a kid showed up they had a temperature or they didn't, and by the end they did, or something along those lines. We could then isolate to the best of our ability, the safest way possible, of who that person was in contact with, to essentially, you know, I wouldn't use a word quarantine, but basically, you know, find the genesis of it and manage it the best possible. You know, all this is done to be as safe as possible, to be as healthy as possible, and also to get kids and coaches and communities going. You know, it's our goal is to get kids out here on these fields that are beautiful, unbelievable, as you know. I mean, the district and the community has stepped up and created a grounds, you know, fields and places that are second to none. You know, I mean, no one has, in my opinion, has the facilities we're going to have here before long, and to get those things being used and also just celebrated and get back to what we do and love.
A couple of questions for you. You said that you're going to be doing weekly meetings with the coaches, as I understand it. Tell us what will happen during those weekly meetings.
Absolutely, great question. So basically what we kind of, and again, all of this has just been, we've kind of learned as we go. You know, we're all figuring out things. Again, we're looking, you know, looking to those who are maybe doing some things and learning from them, at the same time trying to create what's best for us. So right now on Thursdays, what will probably happen is some kind of conversation with Audrain Health Department, rather, with Central Office Administration, to kind of have conversation on what the weeks look like as far as our caseload and as far as what's happened with COVID, those kind of things, to set some parameters as far as where we think we're at as a risk level. And then on Friday mornings, I've been meeting for, you know, I've had several meetings basically for a month or so now, and or two even, and we'll continue those Friday meetings with coaches at 9, where basically then we'll have conversation on what risk we're at, level where we're at, and then, you know, what's going to happen that week. I would think it's something that, you know, as transparent as could be, we want to be flexible, to whereas if something did spike, you know, even in a daily situation, and we got a phone call, we had a conversation, we're made aware of it, we could, by all means, shut things down and be very, you know, as proactive as possible as we want to be. We want to get kids involved. We want to do it the best way possible, the healthy and the safest way possible.
Second question. I know that MU football, basketball, and women's basketball were able to report back to the facilities at the beginning of this week and do some conditioning there. Is there anything that where high school students can come to these facilities and do some conditioning at this point?
You know, those are exciting things. You know, I think, as we know, I think going back to when this all began, you look at the NBA, I remember watching it live that night and seeing the Mavericks owner come out in the court and everything, and they shut it down. You know, so to me, when you see professional sports, you see collegiate sports activities, rather, even, you know, academic institutions making plans, getting kids around, that's exciting for us, because to me it all kind of, you know, somewhat of its perception, but it's also meaning, you know, there's some intent there as far as maybe, you know, those are good things happening, you know, that we're heading in the right direction as far as getting, you know, closer to getting involved again. So our facilities here, obviously, you know, the track is always open. It's always available. I think at some point in time later in July, we get around graduation time, there's some thought into possibly shutting it down for a few days because we'll be setting things up. But outside of that time frame, it's always available for kids. And you can go by these facilities on a daily basis and see tons of kids around. That's what we want. That's another, you know, wonderful thing about having the facilities we have and the community, you know, having that drive and having that mean so much to them is activities and getting kids involved. So, kids can, you know, they can come out and be around. Obviously, we want them to social distance and do all those things and make sure they're being healthy and safe as well. But those facilities are open. I know the court's over here on the side by the by the Ag Building and those kind of things. Hearts Career Center, rather. I was sorry about that. Those courts are open. I mean, there's kids up there all the time on those courts. You know, all of us want them to be active, but obviously we all want them to be smart too.
Yep.
You know, our numbers did blow up. Our numbers did get it, you know, get going there, and we want everyone to be as smart as possible and stay healthy. I don't know all the details and all this information, but I know from what I understand, it's a 99% recovery rate. I mean, which is a lot like a lot of things in life, but by no means those of us that are at risk, you know, whether we be a, you know, some kind of, you know, lung or breathing or other underlying health issue, You know, that would be the concern. So we want to be smart about it, but we'd love for anyone to take advantage of whatever they can.